Going to college, it's really expensive. I'm having a baby, they're really expensive. I sell books though, they're really good. You should also subscribe. But yeah, I would give God a score of zero.
So science taught for years that the oceans had no currents.
Science never taught that.
That's a lie. They did teach that.
Who?
Who?
When was that ever taught?
I don't have the books myself, no, but I mean, it's well known. There have been several things taught in science that have always gone against the Bible. And
yeah, but everything in the Bible goes against nature and has been proven false.
Well, I wouldn't say everything in the Bible goes against nature, and none of the Bible has been proven false. I mean, you can have, well, that's your opinion, and opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one, and most of them smell.
If the Bible's true,
you want to be a jackass? You want to go back and forth? Be a jackass? Fuck you, asshole.
I know you are, but what am I? See, all you can do is repeat what I'm saying.
Motherfucker, I ain't repeated shit.
No, actually, I said you're an asshole, and then you said no, you are. So actually, that's exactly what happened. Or in other words, if the Bible were true, how far would we be able to see into space?
I do not know the answer to that.
Do you think the Earth is 6,000 years old?
I do believe the Bible. I don't know the exact age. No, I do believe in a young Earth. I'm not going to give it a number, but I don't believe it's 13 million or billions.
Yeah, sure. So, so the Bible says the Earth is about 6,000 years old. Light can only travel 6,000 light years in that time, but we can see billions of light years. So the Bible's false.
That's your interpretation.
No, that's like the objective scientific understanding of how that would work.
The
thing that's responsible for all of your knowledge.
The objective scientific understanding is that.
So, sorry, I gave you way more than 1 second. So I gave you more than you asked for. What do you want to talk about next now that we've proved that the Bible gets the age of the universe wrong? What do you want to talk about next?
The objective scientific standard is that honeybees cannot fly, yet we see it, it all the time. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. I know. Oh my! I understand.
You just wanted to. You want to deny any science that doesn't agree with what you believe.
I know where this claim you're talking about comes from. People thought that a bee couldn't fly because they didn't know how a bee flaps its wings, because they thought they just flapped their wings up and down, and so I don't know why that would make them unable to fly, because their bodies are too fat or something like that. It wouldn't generate enough lift. But then we learned later on that the bee actually, its wings go back and forth like this. And so that's the mechanism that produces enough thrust. So what people were saying was, look, based on what we can see, we can't describe how a bee can fly. Science didn't say a bee can't fly, because we look at bees and we see them fly. We know they can fly. Even you, even an idiot like you, could understand that. We just didn't know how.
Idiot. You're the idiot denying shit.
Chat, it did. I know you are, but what am I again? I called him an idiot, and then he said, you're an idiot. So anyways, science has never said that bees can't fly.
Is this all you could do, is just go back and forth and shit?
Is all you can do repeat what I said and add fuck to the beginning of it? Yes.
Motherfucker, I ain't so repeated who's every it fucking just, thing you said.
You just did it again. Are you some kind of idiot that can only repeat what I said and put fuck in front of it? Motherfucker, you.
Motherfucker, I didn't say you that time, you stupid son of a bitch.
So anyways, now that we proved that the Bible gets the age of the Earth wrong, what do you want to talk about next?
You haven't proved anything.
Yes, I made you prove it.
You did not make me prove anything.
I did, but go ahead and don't believe me. Whatever. I still would like to change the subject. What do you want to talk about next?
I was just interested in your scorecard, because you obviously
Name one discovery in the history of the Bible.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I'm watching TV. I didn't hear you.
Name one discovery in the history of the Bible.
Name one discovery in the history of the Bible?
Yeah, name one time somebody used the Bible and was able to discover something that we didn't know before. Science has done that 999,999,999,999 times. How many times has the
Bible done that? I don't believe your number, but I mean, there are people who have doubted that certain people existed in history, and then they have went to the exact place in the Bible that it said these people were and started digging and found evidence of life there.
Cool. People have lived in areas that the Bible said were real places. That's not a discovery. We've known that those places have existed for an extremely long time.
But people denied that certain people throughout history that were in the Bible existed, and yet and they we went found to them? Those places and excavated, or whatever the word is. I can't remember that word. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Excavated or whatever, and found evidence of the exact people that it talks about in the Bible. Don't tell me the Bible has never produced anything.
You know that Spider-Man lives in Queens, right? According to the book. I know that
Spider-Man is a comic book.
Oh, yeah, well, but Queens is a real place, so therefore that proves that Spider-Man exists.
No, it does not.
Oh, and so if the Bible says there was this guy named whatever, and he lived in a town called Bethlehem, and then we find out Bethlehem exists, that doesn't prove that that guy existed at all. Congratulations,
no,
you understand it. So,
in that
we're still
area
at zero. I'm still at 999,999,999,999. And you're still at zero. Give me one discovery in the history of, or name one time the Bible was ever used to make a discovery.
I just told you, I cannot help that you want to buzz me, you stupid motherfucker. all you want, but you have not proven shit. You sit here and make claims. These are not proofs. These are claims.
Okay, prove your claims that the Bible is true.
I know so much about science. I don't know the difference between a fucking proof and a fact.
Tell me one of your... God, what did you say? You just said it, and I can't remember what you said. Name one of your proofs of what your Bible says.
Dude, I don't have proof. I don't. You cannot make anybody believe anything that they do not want to believe.
Great. I have proof for what I believe.
You don't have shit, motherfucker. You have not done any science yourself. You go with what
other
people have done.
Literally not true.
I think that it's honest.
I'm published in a university.
Really?
Yes.
Are you the same motherfucker that published the article back in the 70s that said, don't eat butter, eat margarine, it's much better for you, and then like, maybe that wasn't the 70s. Maybe that was the
50s. Are you the guy that said the earth is flat, which is what your Bible says? Are you the one that said that?
No, that's not me.
Oh, okay. No, I'm the guy that wrote The Effects of Petroleum Derivatives on Xenopus Levy's Tadpoles. African claw toad frogs. Yes, I did research on the effects of octane, which is a petroleum derivative, on African claw-toed frogs, and that scientific research was published in my university. So I have done science. So in other words,
you've done the Pacific science that you're talking about here.
The Pacific science?
Sorry if my accent offends you. Specific?
It's an accent. It's, well, I don't know how to say it, because whatever's wrong with you, I'm sure it's really hard to pronounce and spell.
Yeah, I'm sure, motherfucker, you don't know shit.
Yeah, it's great that you can't think of anything else to say other than motherfucker. So anyways, could you name one discovery in the history of the Bible?
I did. It's not my fault you don't agree with it.
No, you didn't name a discovery. You said a town that we already knew existed.
I did not say a town, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yes,
said
you did.
People.
Yeah. And then
no,
you said,
I said
and
people,
then we discovered.
You stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah,
you can't
and then you said,
hear either.
And then you said the Bible says that there was a person that lived in blank town. And then we used archaeology.
I did not say town, you stupid son of a bitch. I said place.
Same difference. And then
it
you
is
said,
not the same fucking difference, motherfucker. There's plenty of fucking places that aren't towns. I grew up in a community.
Yo,
you dumb
professor,
son of a
there's
bitch.
Fucking islands all over the place. What kind of fucking islands are you talking about? So then what you said was, and then we discovered that those places through archaeology really exist. Yeah, that's not the Bible proving anything. So do you have one example of somebody using the Bible to discover something?
Several archaeological studies have been done.
Yeah, it should
done.
Be really easy to name one.
Motherfucker, I'm not an archaeologist.
I need a correct sound effect, like a ding for when the guest is right that one time. I don't have a sound effect for that, though. Okay, cool. So, why is it that all of the fossils are of species that don't exist anymore?
Oh, why is it that all of the fossils are of species that don't exist anymore?
Yeah, because that's exactly what evolution said would happen.
Well, I mean, I'll concede that there is microevolutions. I'll concede that Darwin saw microevolutions, but that does not prove evolution.
Yeah, it does.
No. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No.
What happens if you have a million consecutive microevolutions?
Well, if that were to happen, then perhaps you would have evolution. But I don't know. I'm not an evolutionary scientist. I just know that shit don't make no sense. To say that everything came from the same thing, that don't make no sense.
Well, if that were true, there would be evidence, and there is evidence of it. All life on the planet is related.
You have evidence of single-cell organisms. You have evidence of that. But you don't have evidence of two-celled organisms or three-celled organisms or five or ten. You go from one.
That's actually crazy that you skipped four, because we do know of four-celled organisms.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what makes you think that there need to be two-celled organisms.
It just decided to jump from one to four?
Yeah, so if species progress from single-celled to multi-celled, I don't know what makes you think that we should still be able to see every single transition from one to two to three to four all the way up to 1,000. You know that things go extinct, right?
Yeah, there have been things that have gone extinct in our lifetime.
So then maybe it was the case that we did go from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 to 7, but most of them are extinct, right?
But you can't find any fossil evidence of that.
Correct. There isn't fossil evidence of that, but there's genetic evidence of it.
It goes from single cell to very complex. I mean,
no, it doesn't. We have literally four-celled organisms.
And you have fossils of four cells, but you don't have fossils of two cells.
No, we know of fossil organisms that exist today that are four-celled, such as
organisms that exist.
Gliocapsa is a genus of bacteria that forms colonies between two and four cells. Oh, we do have two-celled organisms. Tetrabania is a genus of algae that is truly multicellular and grows to four cells big. So I do have these. Gonium is another genus of algae, and they range from 4 to 32 cells. So we do have this. Chat, if you'd like to learn about, what about the two, three, four-celled organisms? I wrote about that in my new book, More Rational Answers to More Stupid Questions. You can see it literally right here on page 42. Where are the two, three, four-celled organisms? No, I know about it.
Well, you
what
sure
makes you think
like
I didn't know about it?
You sure acted like you didn't know about it. You did not. Well, buzz all you fucking want to.
Okay.
It doesn't make you any more accurate. Yeah, you can lay on the motherfucker all damn day. That's probably the only sex you're gonna have.
So anyways, what do you want to talk about now?
Motherfucker, I told you I came to talk about the scorecard, bitch. You're the one who brought
shit up. Yeah, you're still
since
at
then.
Zero. I asked you to provide one thing, you're at
motherfucker,
zero.
Motherfucker, I'm not trying to get on your scorecard. I just thought it was fucking interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting how your team has 0 points and my team has all of the points.
That's your interpretation of shit.
No, these are the facts, and I can prove it. Give one example of your side having a point. This is where you say, motherfucker, I can't do that. I ain't learned how to read good. My family tree is a straight line, motherfucker. Brother trucker, sister jumper.
So you just want to make redneck jokes?
Yeah, kinda.
Huh?
What do you call 1,000 people
a dumb
named
son of a bitch? That's you. That's what I call.
You're still doing. I know you are, but what am I?
Motherfucker, I ain't heard you call me a son of a bitch yet.
What do you? No, stupid motherfucker is a euphemism for a redneck. So that's what. So what do you call 1,000 people named Jeremiah Wellborn chained to the bottom of the ocean? A pretty good start.
Wow. A joke from 1970, even older than I am. You just show how fucking immature you are.
I don't know. The audience seems to be laughing.
Motherfucker, I don't give a fuck about your audience or you or shit. I told you I found your scorecard interesting because you don't know fucking shit.
Okay. What are you wearing? Don't fall
for it. None of your fucking business.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.